What is your practice of self? In previous episodes of this podcast, I often ask guests what their practice of self is, as this inquiry digs deep into how individuals consistently explore and understand themselves. Whether it's writing, meditating, or therapy, practicing self means actively engaging with our experiences, unearthing hidden aspects of ourselves, and gaining fresh perspectives on how we perceive and relate to both ourselves and others. This transformative journey paves the way for personal growth and opens doors to positive change. That question is the one that ties all of the conversations to the platform's commitment to exploring our infinite capacity to change, evolve, and create the life we desire. Get ready to find and discover your infinite capacity through the practice of self. This is a three-part episode with members of our Kume community. Part one is all about introducing you to the concept of self-practice. We've talked about it before, but now we're really digging deep. In parts two and three, we're going to chat with Kume podcast listeners who have embraced some incredible tools shared on the podcast, some of which include the ritual journaling and the ways in which they've incorporated the My Kume Journal exercises into their daily lives. Now, the My Kume Journal is our brand new tool born out of all of the amazing conversations we've had on the podcast. With a focus on thoughtful design and storytelling, the journal empowers you to connect with your emotions and gain clarity, self-awareness, and personal growth. We'll break it all down, show you how it works, and even give you a sneak peek with a live entry demonstration. We can't wait to hear what our guests love about the My Kume Journal and how it's added value to their lives. We're excited to have these conversations and make the Kume podcast experience even more accessible to all of you. I'm Yelka Kamara, and this is Kume Turning Point Diaries. In season two, episode six, I share the journey to therapy. How I started, why I went, and all of the discoveries I've made along the way. I strongly urge you to listen to that episode if you haven't already. Therapy has been one of the components of my self-practice. Another component has been journaling. Journaling has gifted me clarity, self-awareness, and personal growth. As a child, I had a beloved journaling ritual. At the end of the day, I would sit on my bed, my twin-size bed, and journal. I had a blush pink diary, and I would use this gel pen. I had different color gel pens, and I would just write. I would write about fights with my brothers. I would write about the things my parents did that annoyed me. I would write about the drama at school, my crush. I would write about my dreams and the feelings I had that I wasn't able to express necessarily. My diary was my sanctuary. It was a space for unfiltered honesty about my feelings and my thoughts. But as the years went on and I entered high school, I distanced myself from this practice. In retrospect, I thought that I was too grown for diaries. I thought that diaries were just a thing that young girls had, and now I was no longer a little girl. I was a teenager and I had better things to do than to be sitting at home and journaling. It took many years. In fact, it wasn't until 2016 that I reignited this practice. I started with a guided gratitude journal, and this journal became my lifeline in 2020 when I was laid off and I experienced a period of unemployment during a global pandemic. Through this daily practice, I was able to really discover the therapeutic power of journaling. I was able to be reminded of the abundance that circulates in my life. I was able to affirm myself. And just like I did when I was a kid, I had the space to say the things that I did not dare to say out loud.
This dream that I had as a kid was coming true.
It was also during this time that I conceived of this podcast. I had this idea to have a show to tell stories, tell personal stories that would foster progress and healing for listeners. To me, stories give meaning to our collective experiences, and I am committed to helping people practice telling their stories, making sense of them, and engaging with life's diverse experiences. I descend from a long line of storytellers called Fina. In Mandane culture from West Africa, Finas are storytellers and oral poets tasked with preserving culture and relaying the most difficult aspects of society. And I take pride in continuing that tradition in my own way. I have come to realize that stories are not just a powerful tool for connecting and uplifting people, but also a tool for self-reflection, a tool for self-understanding, and a tool for catalyzing the changes needed to move forward. As I delved into personal narratives on the podcast, exploring our infinite capacity to change, evolve, and create the life we desire, I was inspired to create something that could be seamlessly integrated into our daily routines for self-reflection. It was for this reason that I created the My Kume Journal, a collection of tools carefully crafted to help you through your process of self-practice. With a focus on thoughtful design and storytelling, this journal empowers you to connect with your emotions and gain clarity, self-awareness, and personal growth. This journal helps you cultivate a deeper understanding of yourself, make sense of your daily experiences, and increase your overall well-being and life satisfaction. The journal employs tools such as an emotions word bank, a body map, practical self-soothing tips, and inspiring quotes, all of which help you identify, understand, and become comfortable with the emotion that describe your state of being. Within its pages, the journal encourages you to hold space for both joy and heartbreak, solitude and connections, laughter and grief. It doesn't seek to fix or erase, but rather provide you with a space where you can embrace your dynamic self. It is here to help you as you connect with your emotions and gain clearer perspective in your life through its various phases and transitions. In the Mandane language, the word kume holds multiple meanings. One meaning is conversation. This journal is your kume. It represents your conversation with yourself and your unique story. In this segment, we showcase the experiences and testimonials of a few Kume community members who have seamlessly integrated the My Kume Journal into their daily routines.
My name is Brianna Eastridge. I am a marketing professional in New York City. I would describe the My Kume Journal as observational because the journal forces you to be observant of all sorts of things, whether it's the emotions that you're feeling, observant of the words that you intentionally choose to describe those feelings, and also observing the actions and things that are happening externally outside of you. I have been journaling for a couple years now. I would say intentionally since the pandemic is when I started journaling more seriously and more consistently. And I think what has been my experience with the My Kume Journal in terms of my personal discovery is that it's forced me to be more self-aware about my emotions, and in particular about exploring awareness of my emotions, not only just telling people how I feel, but really trying to identify where I'm feeling those emotions, which I think is so important because it's allowed me to see how my emotions manifest in different ways. And you know, the time and the place that I'm experiencing different emotions just helps me be more self-aware and has helped me feel more equipped, you know, as I maneuver through different scenarios that maybe give me a lot of anxiety or even those that make me really happy. Just being more aware of how to manage those emotions, be aware of them, and regulate myself, which has been a big part of my self-discovery recently.
My name is Ayum Claire Sarmiento. I'm a registered nurse from New York City, now living in the Pacific Northwest. Before Kume Journal, I didn't follow any prompts and wrote freely. However, I found myself to be stuck with all my thoughts and ended up with a chaotic train of thought. With Kume, the thoughtful questions provided the structure I needed. It also allowed me to think more deeply and carefully about my experiences and its associated emotions. This journal came at a perfect time when I was experiencing major life transitions in 2022. I moved across the country, leaving New York City, my home of 30 years. I also took a break from healthcare and stopped pursuing a dream that was once very dear to me. As scary and daunting these transitions were, I discovered a piece of myself that I've been trying to find, and it was due to Kume helping me discover that. Surprisingly, it's the body mapping that's my favorite part of the journal. Being able to pinpoint where my feelings were manifesting has helped me become more self-aware in real time when experiencing a stressor. For example, I am becoming better at differentiating how I experience nervousness versus apprehension. I love knowing that I have an effective and guided tool to help me process a circumstance I'm navigating, whether it be an obstacle at work, a lifestyle choice I'm exploring, or simply checking in with myself. And even if I'm not consistent, I appreciate that I always have this tool to come back to, and once I start again, I'm proud that I did so. I wholeheartedly recommend this journal to anyone who is in the pursuit of knowing themselves better, especially during times of major life events and transitions. Being able to make the connection between your feelings and experiences leads to more confidence and trust in yourself. I have felt this and wish this for others to attain this type of clarity.
In this segment of the My Kume Journal episode, I will be joined by my friend Brianna Easteridge for a real-time demonstration of how the journal works. Hello, Brianna. Welcome to Kume Turning Point Diaries. I'm so excited to have you, especially on this episode, because you have been so instrumental in the development of the My Kume Journal. You were one of the first people I shared the prompts with, and you journaled with them, and you gave me feedback, and you know, and you just have been so supportive throughout the process. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm excited to do a live demonstration with you for the journal.
Amazing. I am very excited, and I am so grateful that you are, you know, giving me this opportunity to do the demonstration with you and to just showcase to everyone, I think, just how amazing the journal is. And so, yeah, I'm excited. Let's get into it.
Yes. Thank you so much. So what we're going to do is really provide a guide on how to use the My Kume Journal, right? And go over the motive behind each of the prompts, because there are about six prompts, and each of them were crafted in a way to help you really connect with your emotions and identify, understand, and become comfortable with your state of being. But more importantly, create language around your daily experiences, because I think that is so, so important. Because once we have the language and understanding of that, then we can gain clarity. And clarity is what we're seeking. We're seeking clarity. We're seeking self-awareness. Okay, so each day you open up your journal, hopefully, and each entry you have the opportunity to date it, to really track your entries and be able to organize them chronologically. There's also quotes on each page. These quotes are really there to serve as an inspiration along your self-discovery journey. They're not intended to influence your writing or your mindset. They're really at the bottom. So, you know, we were very intentional about that. And by we, I mean me. But also with the input from friends and family who have journaled and reviewed the journal and given me insight about different things. So the first prompt is, what emotion am I experiencing? And this question really encourages self-reflection on the current emotional state, right? Asking you to identify the specific emotions such as happiness, sadness, anger, excitement. And you have the opportunity to like refer to the emotions word bank to help you accurately describe how you feel, because there's degrees to emotions. So Brianna, what emotion are you experiencing?
So let's go ahead and utilize that word bank, because yeah. I think I absolutely love the emotions word bank. I think it's one of my personal favorite tools of the guided journal. So as you can see, well, I guess you can't really see, but there's a circular word bank here, and there's different categories. So there's happiness, anger, love, sadness, and fear. I think right off the bat, I can tell you right now, I am definitely in between happiness and love. So I'd say from the happiness section, I'm feeling optimistic and I'm feeling confident. From the love category, I would say I'm feeling considerate and I'm also feeling compassionate. So that's what I'm experiencing right now.
Those are the emotions you're experiencing. Wonderful. So the next question is, where am I feeling this in my body? And this question is really to bring attention to the physical sensations correlating with our emotions, because our emotions also manifest in bodily sensations, right? And the mind-body connection is so important to become aware, because sometimes we may not necessarily have the word for what we're feeling, but we know we feel something within our body, right? So where are you feeling this emotion? Optimism, you said, courage, right?
Courageous. Yeah.
And considerate.
Yeah.
Confident, optimistic.
Where are you feeling those words in your body? So I think this one has personally been a harder question for me to answer. So I've journaled with these prompts before, and I think I'm able to more identify what I'm feeling when I'm feeling emotions of crisis or negative emotions, if you want to call them that. So this one's a little harder for me, but just in thinking about it, I think that I feel just a relief in my chest. And so I think that typically when I'm experiencing anxiety or when I'm holding in certain emotions, I feel a lot of pressure in my chest. And with these emotions, it's relieved a lot of that pressure from my chest. So I feel almost like a relief of pressure from my chest, which makes me feel peaceful in this area of my body.
Nice, nice. And I just want to mention that, you know, we also have a tool there. We have a body map, which is also important for people who are not yet familiar with recognizing emotions in their body. This is a tool for you to refer to when you get to that prompt. And it's really based on a 2013 study by a team of Finnish scientists that found that across nationalities, people identify feeling emotions in similar places. So we created a diagram, an image to help you to identify where you're feeling certain kinds of emotions.
Yeah. I think that that's a harder one. I think as Jelka was saying, if I may just really quickly, I think the mind-body connection, I think is super important to be aware of. And I think this body map really helps you get to that point where you can understand that more.
Okay. Yes. The third prompt is, what life experiences might be evoking these emotions? And this question invites open reflection on your daily experiences. This is an opportunity to tell a story of what's happening, right? Because our emotions don't happen in a vacuum. They also can be a reflection of what's going on with us internally, but also what's going on with us externally. What are the things that we're experiencing in the external world? So for you, Brianna, what life experiences might be evoking these feelings, these emotions of optimism that you said, courage, consideration, and
yeah,
those positive things that you have identified.
Yeah, I think this is something that I've been kind of more passively reflecting on these last couple of days. And as you know, I recently took a trip back home to my hometown for a wedding. And of course, I was visiting with family and friends that I grew up with. And so I think there's always a lot of self-reflection that occurs when you go home. A lot of memories, negative ones, positive ones. There's a lot of mixed emotions that come out of that. And in particular, you know, relationships that you have that might feel strained. So for me in particular, I have some you know, experiences, especially with my siblings, with my older brother, who's going through some difficult, life situations at the moment, that really bring up a lot of emotions in me, and a lot of really sad emotions, a lot of conflicting emotions of how our childhood experiences affected us differently, and how that manifested differently in all of my siblings, and how it's really reflective of like where we are in our current paths and our current lives. And so I think for me, there's just been a lot more self-awareness. I think that trip gave me pause to say, you know, what can I do now? Right. And I'm also in my own therapy and I journal quite a bit. And so I think all of those things put together have helped me be more aware of how to tackle those experiences when I go back home, and these conflicting emotions, like, you know, how can I tackle this differently now? How can I be more aware? How can I tend to my emotions in a different way? And so I think that's a turning point, you know, if you will, to be able to handle something that you've experienced over and over again, but in a different way. And so what I'm telling myself, I guess, is that you can teach yourself to handle things in a different way, if you choose to, you know, to do the work for yourself.
Yeah. And that's actually, you went to the next prompt, which is, what am I telling myself about these emotions? Because it's so important to be aware of our inner dialogue. At any given point, we are telling ourselves something. We are telling ourselves mm-hmm. a story, right? Mm-hmm. Where there's a story that we're living, and then there's yeah. a story that we're creating with our inner dialogue, right? Yeah. And you just told yourself a new story, right?
Like, yeah.
So can you repeat that story?
Yeah.
Tell yourself based on these emotions, what are you telling yourself now?
Yeah, I think, yeah, like you said, just expanding on that more, I think I'm telling myself that, you know, I can create a better, more optimistic, or a different way of looking at things, a different way of handling things. And for myself, you know, for my own life, and I can feel differently about a situation now that I have the tools to address it.
Yeah. And that home could be a place that's not something that causes so much anxiety for you. Going home, is that
what you Yeah, say? I think that, and I think just in general, like, I think it does just shed light on, you know, I think every day, right, we make choices, I think, for how we want to go about in the world, how we want to go about interacting with the people that we interact with. And so I think when it comes to maybe going back home, it's not just going back home, right? It's kind of like, how am I choosing to interact with those feelings, with those emotions that maybe I never tended to, that those underlying anxieties, those underlying, you know, pains, or, you know, sadness that perhaps I didn't realize was maybe under the surface, because you just kind of on autopilot and you grow up and you do what you need to do to get to the next level. But sometimes you don't realize that perhaps there are things that you didn't address. And so I think going home unlifts all those things from the surface, and then you're forced to handle it. So I think it's like, I'm telling myself that I can choose to handle it in a more positive way, in a way that makes me feel like I am in control with how I choose to handle this.
You know what? This is how I know you've been using the journal, because you just went to the very next house, which is, today I choose to believe. And this is an open-ended statement that encourages you to consciously frame your outlook on the matter at hand, right? Or any another aspect of your life. You could write down a goal. You could write down an intention. You could write down an affirmation. It's really about promoting a proactive and optimistic mindset, right? So today, what are you choosing to believe, Brianna?
This is actually one of my favorite statements in the journal, and just recently in my life. And so I think I would say, today I choose to believe that I have all the power and the resilience to create the life that I want and to feel the way that I want to feel.
That's beautiful. I love that. I feel like in the future, if we ever come out with a series of like affirmation statements, we would have to like include that, obviously with your permission, of course, but I think that's so beautiful. And then the last prompt is, what is one action I can take today to foster or interrupt these emotions? And this question motivates you to take a manageable action to address your current emotional state, right? And you have the option to refer to a page that includes self-soothing tips, because I think there's always something we can do for ourselves. I do my mindful meditation, and one of the things the teacher always says to us is like, what do I need? Asking yourself, like, what can I do for myself in this given moment, right? So this question again. So Brianna, what is one action you can take today to foster or interrupt these emotions?
I think in this case, I would want to continue to foster these feelings. I think these are really peaceful, relaxing feelings. And I think for me, and I think this is also in the self-soothing tips page, I really enjoy connecting with people and having heartfelt conversations. Having conversations and connecting with people, for me, clarifying whatever misperceived notion that I have in my head, the mush that's in my brain, I think has a way of providing me clarity and, more importantly, connection, which is something that really fuels me. So I would do that to foster these feelings.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then the last thing is you always have the option. So on the left-hand side of the page, you have the prompts and you write down an answer just like we just demonstrated. And then on the right hand, you have just an empty page, right? A blank page. And we call it space for creativity. And that's the space where you can either doodle, so you can, for artistic expression, or for more thoughts. So if you feel inspired by any of the prompts that day and you want to go more in depth, that's a space for you to really write, or free form writing, because that's the other thing I have found a bit challenging with other guided journals is that sometimes the prompts were great, but some days I just really wanted to free form write and I felt like I needed a separate journal versus having all of my entries all in one place. Because I love reading my journals because it feels like a story. It's like watching myself grow and develop. And sometimes we forget how much growth we have gone through, you know, because we see ourselves every day. We don't really see the transformation. But when you go back and you're like, wow, I used to think this way and now I'm this, or I used to want to have this life and now I'm living this life. So it's, for me, it's just like a beautiful way to really read your story, know your story, tell your story. So that's there for you to really write. But yes, how do you feel after doing these exercises?
I have always felt, like I said, I've used the journal
since last year
in the origination of this idea. And I remember going back and forth with Yelka about how should I frame the prompts, how should I frame the questions, what do you think like is helpful for you? And so I've used these prompts as they've evolved since last year, in times of emotional crisis, as I mentioned, and also in times where I was feeling pretty neutral, pretty good. And I would say that each time that I've used the prompts that I've journaled, I always feel not just good, but I think I feel more relieved and more positive about doing something for myself. And I think every time you make a choice to do something for yourself, I think it's one of the most beautiful gifts that you can only give to yourself. And so I think that it always makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing for myself and I'm staying the course. And I think that is something that is so crucial to being aligned with our purpose and ourselves and our own journeys. So I feel great. I feel great having this conversation with you. I feel like there's so many full circles here for us and our personal journeys. And so I think it's wonderful.
Yes. And I want to share some things because I've known Brianna for a very long time. We met back in 2007. We were in a college preparatory program. And for the summer, we were at Princeton. And that's when we met. We were like 16, 17 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, we kept in touch, and then we finished, graduated from college, and then we proceeded to do the things young people do, which is move into move in with one another. And most people don't last as long as we did. How long did we last? Do you want to tell people how long we lasted?
Our roommate relationship.
Our roommate relationship.
We did. We lived together for almost 7 years, about six and a half years, which I think is, especially for New York City, is definitely above average, I think.
Way above average. And still managed to still be friends. You know, like, it wasn't one of those situations where we were just like roommates, we have our separate lives. No, we are friends, good friends. We are sisters. We hang out together. And now that we live separately, we still talk on the phone multiple times a day and see each other multiple times a week.
Yeah.
And it's been such a journey and wonderful journey to have like people like Brianna be part of my process of the journal, developing the journal, but also supporting me from day one with the podcast. Like, this girl is so amazing. Like, every time we go someplace, she is the ultimate Kume ambassador. Like, she's like, this podcast, you even have a party. And then, like, put me on the spot and be like, tell them about this. And sending the podcast episodes. Like, even, I think a year ago, when she was home, she was playing the podcast on a drive with your mom, right? It was like, wow. And it's, you know, to have people like Brianna in my life, it means a lot to me, and have people who support me. This journal is really a community effort, right? Like, I had initial ideas for things, but I've received so much from friends and family who have taken the time to journal with these prompts and given me feedback. And I've done my very best to incorporate those feedback into the journal, because this is just the first iteration, right? This is my Kume journal. First of all, I'm honored that this journal will hopefully be in each and every one of you's journey, you know, and that's why we incorporated all those tools like the emotions word bank, the body map, the self-soothing thing, so that you feel like you have the resources and support as you're navigating these changes, as you're seeking, you know, self-awareness, as you are seeking clarity in your life. You know, I think one thing that we have in common is transition. We all have seasons of change, seasons and in our lives. And in some seasons, we need more support than others. And in some seasons, we're good, yeah. You know? And regardless of what season you're in, I think the Kume Journal is here for you. It can help you foster or make those seasons a little bit smoother when they're hard.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any last thoughts that you want to share, Brianna, about the journal? If anybody's on the fence about getting the Kume journal, what would you say?
If anyone's on the fence, I don't think anyone should be on the fence about anything that has anything to do with improving yourself. So I'll say that. And the only other thing I wanted to say is that, you know, like, journaling is I think a lot of people really, you know, it's trendy now, and there's so many journals out there, and there's so many different ways that you can approach journaling. And so, you know, for those that are on the fence about getting a journal because they don't know if they're going to use it or whatever, like, I say, like, there's no formula to it, right? You don't need to force yourself to write in this journal or any journal, but we're talking about the Kume journal. But I do think that this one is so unique, especially in my experience of like just my own self-awareness, wellness journey, is that this one does provide like a lot of guidance in terms of helping you suss out how you're feeling and being more in touch with your emotions. So I think that is just such a wonderful thing for everyone to do for their well-being, and for you just to remember that everything that you write down, you know, you need a space to express your thoughts, and not all of your thoughts are reality, right? And that's why this journal is so key, because it will help you and guide you in terms of clarifying those thoughts that are in your head and getting it out on paper and helping you realize that maybe the story that I'm telling myself isn't true, and how can I change that for myself? And I think the Kume journal is an excellent place to begin with that. There's a lot of different ways that you can do your self-awareness journey. You know, as we mentioned before, I take a holistic approach to my wellness. So it's the journal, it's meditating, it's physical exercise for me. But
And therapy, and good community.
That's also, and you know, community is part of wellness.
Yes, it is. It sure is.
Wellness.
It is. And I think like, and I do think like this, I think in so many ways, the way that Yelka crafted and curated the journal, it truly highlights all of those things. It's also a place where you can share with other people, like, this is what I'm doing. Like, you should do this too. And I think it's encouraging in that respect as well. So I say for those reasons, I don't know why you would be on the fence, because I think that it's a beautiful gift that you can also give to others, and including yourself.
And it's perfect for the holiday season. I've been saying, you already heard my little motto, my little slogan, but this holiday, give the gift of clarity, self-awareness, and personal growth.
Yeah.
Right? That's the gift I'll continue to give, because I believe strongly that there's a fundamental need to belong, right? And belonging starts with the feeling of knowing that we are understood, that we're seen, right? And once we have those feelings and understanding, you know, we are then more receptive to seeing, understanding, listening, and receiving other people's perspective, and not seeing it as an attack on us or feeling like we have to judge them, right? Because we are more secure in ourselves. So I think this is a gift. When you give yourself, like Brianna was saying, when you give this the gift of improving yourself and working on yourself, you're actually giving other people the gift of getting the best version of you, mm-hmm. and also you receiving the best version of them,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it's
a gift for all.
Yep.
It's a gift for all.
I agree.
Okay. Hey,
thank you, Brianna.
Thank you, Yelka.
Thank you. Hopefully one day we'll really have you on the podcast and you can fully, because this woman has stories. This woman has lived a life and she's incredible. And I'm so grateful to have you as a friend, to have you as a sister, and to have you as a collaborator, because I'm calling all the people who've been involved with the journal. But thank you, Brianna.
Thank you.
My Kume for all. The My Kume Journal will be released on Black Friday, November 24th, exclusively on our website at kumehouse.com. Join our waitlist to be the first to know when it becomes available. Waitlist VIP will have exclusive access to a Black Friday deal, and you don't want to miss out. The My Kume Journal is not just a journal. It is also the perfect holiday gift for enhancing overall well-being and life satisfaction. Start your self-discovery journey today. While journaling is often found to be valuable and emotionally rewarding, and many people report feeling better after engaging in it, it's important to clarify that this journal is not intended to replace clinical help or professional psychological and healing support. We recommend using this journal as one of your insightful tools in your self-help journey, rather than solely relying on it to understand your emotions, particularly those stemming from traumatic experiences. In situations where appropriate, we strongly advise seeking guidance from a qualified professional.
When I was especially diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which, you know, is
not so much about.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Kume Turning Point Diaries. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and review, and don't forget to share with your loved ones. Also, in order to get notified of any of our latest episodes, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also follow us on our socials at Turning Point Diaries. DRC Jaye is the technical director of this episode. This episode was produced by Kume House and the AMBC. My name is Yonka Kamara. I'm the creator and host of this podcast. Kume, until next time.
Theme music by Exile Dynamics, featuring Mo Fox.